Exclusive, Representative David Kustoff. Israel needs strong leadership in the White House. By Representative David Kustoff, RTN, on August 6, 2024. As chairman of the House Knesset Parliamentary Friendship Group, I recently traveled to Israel at the invitation of Speaker of the Knesset, Amir Ohana, to launch the Friendship Group in Jerusalem. The House Knesset Parliamentary Friendship Group is the first official forum between our nation's two legislative bodies and will serve as a direct line of communication between members of Congress and members of the Knesset. It will increase collaboration and cooperation between our governments and further strengthen our special relationship. As one of two Jewish Republican members of Congress, I was honored to address members of the Knesset to highlight the United States' unwavering support for our greatest ally in the Middle East. Afterwards, I met with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer. If I left them with one message, I wanted it to be this: the United States stands with Israel and the Jewish people. Despite what you see on the news, most Americans strongly support Israel. I told Prime Minister Netanyahu and Minister Dermer that we will work together until terrorism is wiped off the face of the earth and until Israel can live in peace with her neighbors. The friendship between our two nations goes back decades. 76 years ago, when the independent Jewish state was established, President Harry S. Truman formally recognized its independence 11 minutes later. America was the first nation to recognize Israel, forming the foundation of the special friendship we share today. It is shameful that some of my progressive Democrat colleagues in Washington are forsaking our close relationship. It was extremely disappointing to see the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, the highest-ranking Jewish official, stand up in the U.S. Capitol and call for a re-election of the democratically elected Israeli government. I have been even more troubled by the leadership in the White House. The Biden-Harris administration has sent mixed messages to Israel every single step of the way. Most notably, they decided to withhold the aid for Israel Congress allocated and boycotted Prime Minister Netanyahu's address to a joint meeting of Congress. In his address, Prime Minister Netanyahu emphasized that Israel is fighting for our shared values of freedom, liberty, and democracy. They are on the front lines of the Western fight against Iran and its proxies. If they fail, freedom fails. It is essential that the U.S. does not abandon our ally in its time of need. Prime Minister Netanyahu also praised President Donald Trump for his strong, unwavering support for Israel. In just 4 years, the Trump administration moved our embassy to Jerusalem, negotiated the Abraham Accords, and transferred Israel to the control of U.S. Central Command, a move that has played a crucial role in countering Iran's aggression. Under President Trump, our allies respected us, and our adversaries feared us. The Middle East was closer to peace in its region. Today, that is no longer true. The Biden-Harris administration's foreign policy has been a disaster. Their botched withdrawal from Afghanistan left 13 brave service members dead and led to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine and to Hamas' barbaric attack on Israel. The problems we face today demand a strong, dynamic leader at the helm, and the Biden-Harris administration has proved not up to the challenge. Israel is in its fights for survival and needs the full support of the United States. In Jerusalem, I reiterated to my Israeli counterparts that despite what comes out of the White House, House Republicans will continue to do all we can to ensure they have the resources they need. In November, it is essential that we elect a leader who will stand up to our adversaries and show the world that the United States does not tolerate terrorism. We must elect a leader who will give Israel the steadfast support it deserves. The United States must lead on the world stage again. Congressman David Kustoff, a Republican, represents Tennessee's 8th Congressional District, and serves on the House Ways and Means Committee.